Hi, Simon Jacobson here, and we are now going to do module number 4 in the Midlife Miracle Masterclass. Developing your mission. This module breaks into 3 parts: a proven template you can use to write your inspiring mission statement, 2, the true test to know if your mission statement is complete or if it still needs some tweaking, and 3, how to use your personal mission statement to guide your daily deeds and big decisions. So, in the previous module, we have established a profile. It doesn't have to be perfect. A profile of yourself, not determined by circumstances and other people's expectations and other side things, but one that grows through your personal life, your personality, your opportunities, the people and places, and your passion. That profile is now needs to be analyzed, evaluated, and turned into a mission. And that's our goal right now. So part 1 of this module is a proven template you can use to write your inspiring mission statement. Now that you've answered the questions, in module 3, describing your unique POP, personality, opportunities, people, places, and passion, based on that data, you will now create a unique profile of yourself, and you will learn to direct that profile toward a meaningful objective, your purpose and mission. So we have the coordinates. Now we want to evaluate them and direct them toward a specific mission. So look closely at your life experiences you've outlined in your POP chart, and you will see patterns emerge that will direct you toward your mission, and therein lies the key to discovering your unique calling. What are these patterns? These patterns will emerge as you study it. You'll see commonalities, common threads. So now let's go through activity number 1 with the goal of writing your inspiring mission statement. Analyze the data in order to gain your profile. Look at your POP activities and write one sentence that summarizes each category of POP in the designated space. So take your personality, and what you're going to do is summarize. What do you take away from all the details that you went through, the cognitive, the emotional, and the other aspects of the personality? And the same thing in the opportunity. What are the takeaway messages? Same thing with people, same thing with places, and with passion. So you want now a summary. You don't want the whole exercise. You want to take away. Now, there are no rules here. Your statement can be an observation about yourself overall, or hone it in one specific idea within the POP topic, which means really let this flow in a very natural way. You don't have to force anything. Because remember, this is a work in progress and continues to grow. You don't have to see yourself as this type of like a deadline or a time frame that you must finish it now and that's that. It's a truly work in progress. So what you want to do is take those summations from the exercises you've done and define what you've learned from it, and then come away with some type of general statement, what you know now. Step B in this activity 1 is draw conclusions through this data analysis. You review your 5 statements, the statements you've just made in each one of these 5 elements, and write a conclusionary statement. Here's some tips. Look at what stands out. What jumps out at you? Did you learn something new about yourself? What were you unaware of? Are there any words or themes that repeat themselves throughout in different places? This is critical because these different common denominators can help bunch them together and you start getting a pattern emerge. And of course, you have to ask yourself, okay, now that I know that about myself, am I using and maximizing my unique POP elements? Because you may say, I'm really very good at strategizing. I'm excellent musically, or other things that would fit into those 5 POP elements. And ask yourself, when's the last time you played music? Sometimes someone's extremely talented and they're not even using it. You don't think that will create frustration? So you want to see now like the ratio and proportion of what your profile looks like and how much of it you're actualizing. So just to sum up and make this clear, what you're doing is taking the data you've gathered and you're trying to come to some conclusive recognitions about yourself and understand where you stand regarding each of these elements. Like, for example, we'll take the best case scenario would be where all these five elements, you're more or less, you're aware of it, you're acting on it, and you feel pretty fulfilled. Or it could be the worst case scenario where you have all these strengths, all these uniqueness, and you haven't done anything with it. And again, this is not right or wrong. This is simply awareness of knowing thyself to be able to take all these different elements that we've identified and turning it into something usable that can guide you and direct you in the most important aspect of this, which is composing an initial draft of your mission. Now that we've drawn conclusions, at least preliminary ones, and we've analyzed the data, and you have somewhat of a picture and profile, we're going to throw in and add a few more key elements here. Now, you may recall in Module 1, we discussed the criteria of a mission statement. And that included be concise, unique to you, and it's not self-serving. It's about a higher calling. It needs to do something that betters others and the world around us. Your mission is never about you alone. It always includes illuminating and warming the people and the world around you. Even in business mission statements, you find that. How much more so in our personal ones. So a true mission doesn't speak of action, but of the final goals and a higher cause. The accomplishments, namely how you, with your unique pop profile, will influence the world and make it a better place. We saw this in Google's mission statement in Module 1, which doesn't speak of action, but of the final goal, to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And the same with other mission statements, whether it was Starbucks, and the same you look at every mission statement, you'll find that element. And it's actually good for business. Why? Because if you serve people, they will want to be your customers. The same applies to our personal life. The personal mission is taking the pop, personality, opportunities, people, places, passion, and directing it to something that improves the world. So you ask yourself this big question. How will you influence the world? And this is key to moving from reaction-centric to proactive, to mission-centric. Because reactive, you don't need to improve the world. You just react. Something comes your way. You do whatever you have to do. You survive. But when you're looking for a mission drives you. Mission means to achieve something, some proactive act. It's a mission-centric. That requires that you're doing something that you are initiating to somewhat illuminate, improve, correct the people, the community, the world around you. So now let's go to an activity number 2, fitting your mission into the global vision and setting meaningful goals. Because since a mission statement needs not just know thyself and know all the aspects of yourself, which is vital, but now you want to direct all of that towards something that's more than just you. So that's what we're going to be doing now. So list 3 ways how you can envision the elements of your pop improving the world at large. Just to use an example, I go back to the musical example. You're musically oriented and you're not even using it. It's like something that you know you can do, but you don't do it. And then you look for opportunities that maybe there's a little party going on, maybe in a home of children with special needs. And you say, I'm going to volunteer to play some piano at someone's birthday party or an event. That's a perfect example. You've taken a natural skill, one of the elements of our personality. An opportunity has come your way. You used it. You didn't ignore it. And you're using your talent to make a few special children happy, lift their spirits. That's just an example. But the key thing is you're thinking in that direction. You're thinking how you're taking your personality, something that's uniquely given to you. And this same is with opportunities and people, places, and passion, and directing it to a cause that's not just focused on yourself. I'm sure you can come up with other examples. That's what you need to do now. List three ways that you can envision taking your pop, that which you've identified about yourself, and actually implementing it and using it to the world at large. Now, it could be individuals, it could be a community, it can be one person, but it's not self-oriented. Another way to perhaps jumpstart it is think about a need out there. There's needs. People have needs. The world has needs. Identify a need that resonates with you and say to yourself, what can I do to help rectify that need? Again, this is not necessarily a global solution for eliminating famine in the world. If you have something in that direction, by all means. But it could be something local. It could be something communal. It could be something that came your way. You traveled somewhere and you met a community and you realize they're missing something that you feel you can add to. Or you may know someone that you can hook them up with. These are all good examples. Now, I know it may sound simplistic, but the focus on this is actually the way that you're going to identify a whole new approach to your life. Because you're not looking at yourself as someone that can do things. You're not just someone that is playing defense or just saying, you know, what can I do? Who am I? You're actually proactively using your mind and being innovative in thinking of ways to match your skills, your talents, your pop toward the needs of a community, of an individual, of the world at large. That is mission-centric thinking. What is reactive-centric thinking? As I said, a problem happens and you have no choice, so you react. You're constantly, essentially, coming in only after something else happens. Whereas mission-centric is you're initiating. You're a leader in your own right of actually proactively and initiating something by using your skills and your pop toward that greater cause. Now that we've identified in our formula the steps of pop, which is personality, opportunities, people, places, passion, and we've also introduced now a higher calling and fitting your profile into doing something for the higher calling, I want to introduce one more key element. That is like a reality check that keeps us honest and objective and helps open up even new and broader horizons. And that's the value of a mentor. Having someone that you can talk to, that you can trust, that can review this with you and perhaps point out blind spots, subjective prejudices, biases, or things you may not have noticed. Mentor. And now we have our formula complete. And here's the formula. Pop plus passion plus higher cause plus mentor equals your mission. Take your personality, opportunity, people, places, and passion. Add into the equation the higher cause. Include a mentor for advice and direction, guidance, and reality check. And you have all the ingredients you need to create your mission. So now in part B of this module, we're going to address how you actually write this mission statement, the true test to know if your mission statement is complete or if it still needs some tweaking. So take everything you've learned till now. Let's try to pull together some strands into a mission statement. We're going to do this in three versions. One is a summary, and here the goal is to create a 60-word mission statement. You can optionally use the template in your workbook, or you can write your own. But you want to get it into a 60-word mission statement, not longer. Version 2 will be your elevator pitch. Create a one-sentence mission statement. This is going to be more challenging. But after you've done the 60-word one, it'll be easier because what you're doing is distilling it and focusing on the priorities and the primary elements. And version 3, what we call is your essence. Write a 4-word summary of your mission statement. And that's, of course, going to be the most difficult. 4 words. But if it's informed by the elevator pitch, which is in turn informed by the 60-word summary, which in turn is informed by all that you've processed and that you've got arrived to up till now, you will come away with surprisingly concise and defined mission statement. Remember, this is a work in progress. Do not feel frustrated if it doesn't go that well. It's not a final version. It's really a work in progress that needs to constantly evolve. The more you invest in it, the better and more clear it will become. And sometimes it takes time. It always takes time. But you begin now, and you'll really be surprised, pleasantly surprised by the results. And to sum up again, the basic requirements for a good and effective personal mission statement: uniqueness, higher cause, all-encompassing, doable, and balance, bridge between vision and implementation. And now, part C of this module 4, how to use your personal mission statement to guide your daily deeds and big decisions. Because what we've done till now is we've identified things. We've identified a mission, but there's still implementation, and there's still it becoming integrated in the life that you live. Because remember, we're not stopping everything we're doing. What we're doing is enhancing it all, but now in a mission-centric way instead of a reactive-centric way. What you do will be defined by who you are. So now to sum up Module 4. So firstly, a great congratulations. You have composed the first draft of your mission statement. This statement defines who you are as opposed to what you do, taking into your account your unique and exclusive pop, passion, and higher calling, and together with the help of a mentor, all directed to a focused mission which expresses the reason you exist. This mission will be used as a practical, tangible tool that guides all of your decisions about priorities, actions, and responsibilities, as we will discuss in Module 5. Because the challenge here is to take the mission and integrate it into our daily lives in a sustainable way and a committed way. Without upsetting all of your life, it's enhancing it with this new mission-centric approach.